Well, there's been a lot of talk about chloroquine phosphate being perhaps the one drug that has already been identified in the to fight against COVID-19. The local company in South Africa, Orsil Pharmaceuticals, the largest black-owned pharmaceutical company, presumably has the license for chloroquine phosphate because they've just made a donation to the South African government of 500,000 tablets. Chief Executive Sahel Ghani joins us now. Sahel, let's just dwell a little bit on this product. Chloroquine phosphate been around for a long time and previously used to fight malaria.
That's right, Alec. I mean, this drug has been around for over 70 years to fight malaria. And there's been a number of evidence that shows that patients spend less time in hospitals, and the amount of time that a patient remains infectious is far less when a patient does contract COVID-19. But I might just add something to that. More than 80% of the population doesn't need this drug. This drug is used for patients who have underlying conditions, maybe like heart or lung conditions, then it's required, or they've severely impaired with this disease.
So where has it been used successfully against COVID-19?
I mean, if you look at the clinical guidelines for the clinical management of COVID-19, it has been quite successfully used in China, South Korea, as well as Belgium, and also is in treatment protocols in countries like France, Australia, and even the USA.
But presumably only used under very strict conditions. We heard the story, I think the whole world heard the story of somebody in America who took something related to chloroquine phosphate and died, as did his wife.
You see, I cannot comment because I haven't heard the story, but you are right that this will be only given by physicians and doctors, and there will be only given at hospital. This will be only available to the state and will be only used in hospitals, and the decision whether to use it or not will be done by healthcare professionals.
That sounds like it could be dangerous, like most drugs, if you take too much of it when you don't need it.
I agree with you. I mean, that's why we say go to your doctor. They always look at the risk-benefit, and they take a decision whether to give it or not.
Now you say it's been around for 70 years. It seems a welcome thing that it's working against COVID-19. Who thought to use it in the first place?
I think it started first in China because, as we know, the epidemic started in China, and I think they must have been experimenting with a number of drugs. And I think chloroquine, I think, gave them the best results. And I think, as you are aware, that already which was the epicenter of the epidemic, these restrictions being lifted. So they have been quite successful in dealing with this pandemic.
How much chloroquine are they using in Wuhan, or have they been using there?
If you look at the treatment guidelines, it's simple that initially, and I'm going to come a bit technical, so please forgive me.
No worries.
Initially, the healthcare professional gives 10 milligrams per kilo, depending on your weight, for the first 2 days, and thereafter 5 milligrams per kilo daily for 1 day.
And so that is helping people recover more quickly from COVID-19.
As I said earlier, that the patient spends less time in hospital, reduces the time in hospital. And I think this is very important, Alex, for everyone to understand, is that we have a finite number of hospital beds, about 7,500 critical beds in the country. We want the patients to go out as soon as possible. Otherwise, imagine if this, God forbid, this pandemic hits a majority of our population. So what you need is a drug that can reduce the time of patients be in hospital. Otherwise, there can be quite a crisis in South Africa.
But how much time does it reduce their hospital stay?
So what it happens is that it reduces the time by up to 6 days. So you can spend less than 6 days in a hospital. But obviously it varies between patients and to patient.
6 days of what? So in other words, how long would you spend in hospital without chloroquine?
See, there is no evidence to state how long one has it. I mean, it depends on your how long have you been in hospital, what your underlying condition is. I mean, you can spend weeks. Can be 3 or 4 weeks, but what we know, it does reduces the time.
So these 500,000 tablets that you've now given to the South African government, how many patients will they help?
I think it will help, depending on the dose, in up to 20,000 patients. However, we have decided again to donate another 500,000 tablets. I mean, that will be done in a press release soon. So we are donated in total 1 million tablets, and they can treat up to 40,000 patients. But I hope, Alec, that it doesn't come to that.
So, Hal, presumably you can't just go to government and give them a whole bunch of pills. You've got to go through some kind of a formal process. How does that work in South Africa?
What actually happened is, because, as you said, the drug is not used for this indication. So when we heard, one of the things that we heard what the president said is, how does private and public sector play in beating this epidemic? We went and approached the Department of Health and said, look, this is we can bring this drug. But the most important catalyst for this is we saw it was published in the South African guideline for the clinical management of COVID-19 on the 19th of March. We went to see them on the 20th and said, Austral is here willing to help the government since you have published it in the guidelines, and we want to do our bit in donating the product. So we went through all the protocol with the Department of Health, and thereafter with the regulatory body, as you know, it's called SAHPRA, the South African Health Product Regulatory Authority. And I have to tell you, they have been quite positive in the engagements, and they expeditiously approved the drug within 5 days.
Well, 5 days, that's incredible. But I guess it shows that it is a crisis. Do you guys actually make the drug here?
We don't make the drug here because, you know, South Africa doesn't have malaria indication. It comes from one of our partner companies in India.
Mm-hmm. And they presumably aren't charging you.
They are charging us.
They're charging you, and you're giving it to the country for free. That's good news.
Yes, I mean, they do charge us. But one of the things I have to tell you is that there's such a demand for this product that there is a critical shortage of this drug in the world. In fact, India has banned the export of this product anywhere in the world. However, we basically got a commitment from the Indian government, and we will have the stock within the next 3 weeks. So we said that I'm a South African at heart. I was born here. My parents were born here. And we said we have to do something and secure the supply. And I'm glad to say we have.
This is so interesting. So it's the relationship between the Indian government and South Africa, or India and South Africa, is, in this case, enabled you to bring in drugs to the country that India has banned from exporting elsewhere because they've got their own issues.
That's right. And I think because of our partner that we have for the last 20 years, I think there's an understanding to ensure that we must do something for our country.
So Hal Gunny is the chief executive of Austell Pharmaceuticals, and as he's just told us, there's 1 million of those chloroquine phosphate tablets that will be coming to the South African Department of Health free of charge. I guess it's the cost is not the big thing, it's the access that is probably more important given the demand now for this drug.